Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Good evening. Welcome back to Indigenous Voices of the People. Your guest host, Brill Salam. I mean, Lil L.B. Strongbest. Okay, we had a little technical difficulty, but we're back. Welcome to Long Talk Radio Show, the Indigenous Voices of the People. And this is your show, folks. I'm your guest host, Real Salam. Amin Abdullah El-Bey Strong Bear. And our top host is Chinookwa Blue High Money. And we've been blessed to have this show. The show is for the Indigenous people all across Turtle Island, where you have a voice. Come on and express your opinion and share your knowledges. Sorry we're getting started kind of late. We crossed into another time zone and we're broadcasting live out here on the road. So if we have any glitches in the program, it's because we are doing the show from on the road, folks. So we're going to start off with a prayer and then we'll get into some topics we'd like to discuss here in Indian country. ولا يدور بشيء من يومه إلا بما شاء وصي كرسي السماوات والأرض ولا يعوذ إثما وهو علي عظيم صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وصحبه وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Alrighty, welcome back. Indigenous Voices of People, the Indian radio show. Indigenous people of Turtle Island can express their views, their understanding, share their knowledge, their viewpoints. Well, yesterday we had a pretty good show. We got into a few issues such as we were on a health topic yesterday. And today I want to open up the subject of taking care of the health, you know, like extension of yesterday, how important it is that we get enough rest, we go to bed at a decent hour so that our bodies will have enough time to repair itself and to reboot the brain, and we can wake up fresh. So the body is put itself back into a mode of repair so that you can be fresh the following day and ready to go out and meet the challenges of life again. And this is a blessing, folks, that our great Creator allow us to have another day, another beautiful day, another opportunity to praise our Creator, share the wonderful gifts of life with each other and with the family, with extended kinship, and take care of the loved ones, and to take care of Mother Earth and her inhabitants, although she doesn't really need us. But we've been charged with the duty of being the custodian, take care of the environment. Our body is such that it needs ample water. We need to drink good water, good clean water. Very important to have clean water, because without ample water, the organs can't function properly. The brain needs a lot of water. It's in the skin, sort of like a bag, and it needs fresh water constantly. The heart is in the skin, sort of like a bag or a container that needs fresh water constantly. The intestines, where the nutrients are absorbed, where the acidic environment of the stomach jumps into the intestine neutralizes all that acidic material that has been broken down through the stomach acid, through the saliva and the mastication of the teeth, grinding it up. And the body breaks it down like a juicer. Then once it's dumped into the intestines need a lot of water to assimilate those vitamins and minerals. Once they broke down to a liquid, then the intestines absorb those nutrients, and it needs a lot of water to float the remaining material through. And the dead cell and bacteria from the food, from the waste material, has to flush out. The blood needs water to make plasma a fluid which carries those platelets and so forth. It carries those cells through the organs. This magnificent body, it takes food and turn it into blood. It manufactures marrow in the bones, for the bones. What a great and wondrous, magnificent organism the great Creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has made. The eyes, they produce tears. They need a lot of water. Stay moist. The endocrine system, the glandular system where the lymph fluid travels throughout the body, which it doesn't have its own pump. It's pumped by the expanding and contracting of the muscles. So when you're walking, you're exercising, you're moving, this pushes the endocrine fluids around through the body. The heart pumps that blood all throughout the body against gravity, up and down. When we lie down at night to take rest, all these fluids level out, and the body starts repairing itself from its tiring day. So this organism that we have, which is a body, which is mud and water, earth and water, a conglomerate of living cells, what powers the flesh, that earth and water? What makes it live? what makes it get up and go. The body has an electric impulse. The nervous system runs, is nourished by B vitamins, and the nerves are in what's called a conduit called a myelin sheath. And then the nerves have stop points where the electricity that goes through the nerves jumps like a spark from a spark plug. It jumps from one side to the other. And then those signals travel to and from the brain, back and forth from different organs and through the cells. What a magnificent creation this is, this body. It is a gift, it's a trust given to us. It's earth and water and the spirit of the great creator. At 120 days in the womb, Malaika, they come and they blow the breath of life into their body and it's developing in the womb and it becomes alive, starts kicking, moving. It's in a posture of subdued submission. All balled up in a posture of prostration, submission to the great creator. And then he comes forth from the womb of the mom, suckle nutrients from her breast. Her body produces milk from her blood. What a great treasure, a great blessing. Mother suckles the baby for 2 years, some longer. If any other suckle from her, they become brothers. Even if they didn't come from the same womb. These understandings that we have, these are traditional teachings, traditional understandings. How the baby is formed, how it's formed a drop of sperm mixed with the egg. It fertilized the egg in the female in the fallopian tube. How millions of sperm swim upstream like the salmon, and only one is chosen out of those millions to fertilize that egg. And then life begins. That whole cycle, those trimesters, so much so, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the mother died giving childbirth, Creator guaranteed her paradise for her sacrifice. Oh, when she gave birth to the baby, all her sins forgiven. They don't tell you about this in the Bible. They don't tell you about this in the Christian faith. These are the ancient teachings. Creator wants us all to be successful in this life and in the spirit life, in the afterworld. So we're only here for a short time, but we came here for a purpose, not just to eat and sleep and pass day by day doing nothing. Does life have a value? There's a value of life. And in this life, you got the east, the west, the north, the south, and then you have the up and the down. You have to maintain the balance. Stay within the balance. That balance is staying in tune, staying in a certain posture. Is pronounced as where one is have wisdom, generosity, have iman, which is the belief of the Creator. And tied to Mother Earth and all the inhabitants. So staying in tune with that natural algorithm, as they say in the modern pronunciation, in tune with the air, with the water, with the soil, with all the living inhabitants, the insects, the birds, the clouds, the rain, the wind, soil. These are all our relatives, and all of these elements are part of us. We have a kindred to these elements. That's why we are being put in the responsible position of custodianship of these elements, of these things. So this is the thing I wanted to talk about today, and if any of the listening audience wants to call in, discuss any other topic, we welcome you to call in 657-383-1630. But as we broadcast live today over the road, great day, sun is shining, 73 degrees, the earth is waking up, the grasses are growing, the trees are blooming, the birds are flying, the winds are traveling. It's a great day. We want to send prayers out to all those families who are suffering at the hands of those who perpetrate evil against humanity. Shout out to stores. Somebody shout out one of the stores out in Buffalo, New York. Killed up people just trying to get food to take home and feed their families. Children in Texas trying to go to school and learn some things. Their parents sent them there so they could get gain some levels of knowledge. Someone came along and executed 19 of the children, a couple of teachers. One of the schools in Michigan. I'm going to take shout out to the students, the elementary students in the school. These are diseases of the heart. How do people come to this type of evil? Because they're not in tune with the great creator, with Mother Earth and all the inhabitants. Their mind and soul and heart, body is polluted, deranged with this evil. Because they're far away from the truth. They're far away from that straight path, that red road. So we implore the people to, we invite the people to come back to their straight way of life. Speak honesty. Be truthful. Work on oneself. Improve one's heart. Improve one's mental condition. But through this indoctrination and this colonial behavior of genocide, profanity, racial hatred, all these social ills which plague the heart and cause the people to be crooked, broken, lopsided. They can't stand straight. They can't talk straight. They can't walk straight. Their life is a disaster because they're out of balance. So we invite the people to make the effort on yourself, on your family, on your children, on your neighbors. A lot of people say they believe in a creator. They believe in the Most High. They believe in the Almighty. But none of you truly believe till you wish for your brother what you wish for yourself. These are the wise words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You got any callers? I'll be getting callers. Chinua, you got the mic? Okay, Chinua, you there?
I'm here. I don't know about everybody else. Are they here?
Yeah, we got a few people calling in. broadcasting live over the road tonight, folks, so maybe a little background noise or whatever, but come on, it's your show, Indigenous Voice of the People. But that's my message today, feeling good to go out. My family is in need, but another family is in need, and we want to reach out to help them. We're making a sacrifice to aid them in a small way. And hopefully this will benefit not just them, but us. We're going to turn it over to our host, Tanupa Glue Hot Money, who's out at the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. They want to share some messages with you also. Take it away, Tanupa.
Okay, folks. This is Chinupa, Chinupa Graham Money from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. I and my elder brother, Louis, we just came from a treaty meeting being conducted by David Swallow in the District of Porcupine. And so I take this time to share something with you that my people have been talking about down there. My little brother, Bryce Underwood, and another brother of ours, he's a blue arm from Cannon River, Ivan Looking Horse, Dave and his family, and the rest of the people that attended, Lloyd Bickrow, his wife and a couple of young boys, these were his stepchildren. But other than that, it was a good meeting to talk about things and what they were prepared to do for upcoming, you know, months to prepare for this big gathering that we participate in the sacred black. But before I go any further, excuse me, I want to thank everybody that's tuned in to the Indigenous Voices of People's radio show. This is your radio show, people. And y'all are quantifying your behavior because you're part of the American system by going out and fixing graves because of the Memorial Day weekend that the white man gave you. Every day is a Memorial Day to take care of your loved ones' burial sites. Every day. We don't just wait for 1 year to go by and go out there and start cleaning them. Nah, you do them, man, when your heart feels needs to be cleaned. But aside from all that, I was listening to some of the brothers that were talking at the meeting, and they talk about the same thing.
A one half-breed kid by the name of James Frankel is talking about establishing, you know, a camp in the sacred Black Hills. We already done that. And we proved it to the rest of the world that it can be done. Our people just don't want to exercise the validity of freedom and independence on your territorial land base. We used my grandfather's territorial map of 1840 before 51 and 68 treaties and all treaties were ever signed. So North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Nebraska, and Montana were all in that traditional territorial boundary. Still rightfully ours. We never ceded with it. That's the independent structure that has freedom. So what I want to share with you guys is this. Mechika, Omakas, Nikele, Wanspit, Leno, or Spetchy Chocolate, Tona Hoch, or Kantola, or another Nakok, Hena Etchus, Lakota, we show him it for Kihana. For Kataki Ewag Nakinanane. So we chose not to learn up Dala. Or I take me off to Jacko Ewag like a moose and now we just happy. What's Loik in the Yanke? I chose Kihana, Kawinta, Kokataka, Chakulu to Akata Ewag, the Kile, Wolakota, and I hate you, Dala. Kawashin ki hene pakita ona etaha, wo yik chanki le egna kapte. O he won shikte. Ta komne he wo ablaze he olus pa bhanta, ta ku kash hene kakpi yana ye honikte. E hane hechen se, unko kya ka mat hecha on. Kokashi wa wa eki le ta ku uspema ke ki he wichake, ye chete. Na lila ota hene on wo apke ki le ekstisa, gluni pe. Chawante ga ke, Kusha, Uchaka, so Doctor Snin, Hene Echa, Hoke Woglak of the Netan Taku Yapasi soft take here, or Hesis, Ilav of it. Which holds not to lay or catch your cues, but Heoncha, may less that you got the war lucky. Ota Hok, who you Nahataka Woglak of the Hena Mila Hospital, a walk, Yogna, Hesis, the Etomapi, may Tagne Oaka, Oakis, why Malakota. Shahila Mocha, Mahaja Minaha, Akomani Im, Moshika Tawak, Kitina Misha, Wet Lena Bluha. They don't show up like a legend, like Hota Ogana. We joy Kilena Wakampi. Now we joy Kile Tony Oakham, the Hedge Yakaga Braki. As in years, the Mila Hanska Kilena Taxi, Hena Oakhe, Kehia Nipas Walki Hayanke. And look, Hena Hedges, Havi Abu Kicks. But when I yes, I can't let you see something. What I said in the language for the people that attended this meeting, it's a two-day meeting going on, you know, in honor of the people to get something done. My cousin, Dave Swallow and them guys were looking for people to help them fundraise to carry on this big gathering that they're going for in the sacred Black Hills. They know it's been tested legally, independently, and freedom-wise. And so they're urging people to stand with them to make that direction happen. And I told them I would support them. Just like I'm going to be leaving for Denver to help the people down there. To help our Black people who are seeking some kind of assistance of other people to pay attention to what happened to a family member. Allison Wright's son got shot in the back by Denver police. And that illegality still goes on in that city of Denver. So we urge people to listen to these things that we share with you because it's not something that's written in the book. It's the way people pass it on from word of mouth, from heart to heart. Your feelings. The same type of message that our ancestors told us to prepare for the future. Prepare for the future. The future is going to bring something discouraging. That's what they're talking about. Something different is coming for the people. And it's here. Oh, what they have done, the American people are doing, is repeating history, people. And you're all getting caught up in it. So I've urged the many of you to step a couple foot back and walk slowly to get where you're going and see and absorb things that are happening before you. And the white man's doing it again in the name of a falsified freedom. Election time's coming up. Everything's done on a computer. See, technology is what white people want, so all our people are under technology. Thanks to Chinupa, I ain't. I'm computer illiterate, I read from books, and I love the position I'm in by serving my people. As I said, me and my older brother, Louis, we just came from that treaty meeting. He said a few words. He talked about the drug issues and all this other stuff that's going on within the reservations of condition here on Pine Ridge. And I agree with his interpretation of how he expressed his heart's feelings. And it's always about land. You see, every one of these revolutions that went on, the French people had a revolution, the white people had a revolution, the Confederate people had a revolution, and it's all about land.
That's what these revolutions were based on.
Stealing
land. Like the white man's military brigades, army, air force, navy, marines. They invade countries to steal resources in the name of freedom. You will go overseas in the name of those four branches of military to spill blood for the white man, but when you people are being subjugated and abused and killed in your own country, you cannot turn your guns on the white man. Something wrong with you people with that picture. Something wrong with you people with that picture. The great mystery created things for people to have freedom and independence, and it's still here. But the majority of you people can't get it. And our brothers, Jabril and Amin, are traveling in that direction of Colorado to help assist the family of their loved one that was shot and murdered. That was a cold-blooded killing at the discretion of law enforcement in the name of justice. And they shot him in the back. That tells you something, people. They don't give a shit if you have a weapon or a soda in your pocket. They're going to take that and they want to kill. The white man's way of life is killing. That's his business, people. Killing is his business. We can't be allowing that shit no more. I don't give a shit if we're red, black, and yellow, and brown. We four colors of man need to start regarding our lives as a value. And that white devil is going to continue to carry on with his abusive behavior. That's what's happening. I don't want to listen to other talks about what's going on with this environment, this world. The Russians, they went into Ukraine because of an oil pipeline. Man, you guys need to open up your eyes and see the house is burning, man. None of these people that are in Congress have the power to change it because they're corrupted too. America's fallen dynasty is because of capitalistic control. And I tell you all, analyze your brain and your heart to conceive that. Then you'll know what the hell we're talking about when it comes to freedom of independence and a way to be left alone. And you people keep bringing that white man in. Hear me, people. And one day you said, we're all winning because I have an upper hand of a leverage through the court system. On one hand, you're saying you're winning. I disagree. Because until our people can create masses of involving themselves because of resistance and independence and freedom, that's the way you change things. And that's what it's going to take. That kind of freedom of independence will change the world. But it's you people that want technology. Fiber optics of people cutting the earth, putting wires down. Those seven satellites are homing devices to monitor your home. If you have the privacy of making love with your counterpartner, they can home in on you and fantasize while you guys are making love in a perfect form. That's how that devil operates. He wants to invade your privacy. And God damn it, you two-legged people, no matter if you're red, yellow, black, or brown, you're allowing it to happen. This is why they're going to continue to kill our people over and over. The late George Floyd started an atmosphere to bring some change. And yet you people still couldn't even pick up on it. Barney Peoples of the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation was shot and murdered by the Pendleton County police officers in Rapid City, South Dakota. That young Mashika brother
killed a bunch of people down in Texas. Then that one idiot did the same thing to our black brothers and sisters up there in upstate New York, and then in Detroit, Michigan. This Detroit, Michigan, again, they had another killing. What does that tell you? The white race is, their population is declining, so they want to continue to keep these so-called plantations alive. The plantation today is the penitentiary. Come on, people, open your eyes and see that house is on fire, burning. And it's people of color that make up these plantations through the industrial complex of prison, populated. They're all people of color. Rittenhouse is a prime example that got away with murder. Killed four people in Wisconsin and walked off scot-free because his white people came to his aid. And now white people are killing everybody, and other people are doing the same thing, but they're not killing the white man. That might be blasphemous, but I don't give a damn. And we're all traveling somewhere to help people of color emancipate themselves, to get the hell out of dormancy and start picking up the freedoms of independence. That is yours, the great mystery. Your parents, they gave you that. And the sad thing, the rest of you can't pick it up. This is why policy keeps being written in paper. That's the definition of how white people use capitalistic control to strip you of your human rights. I'm going to turn it back over to you guys, and I'll add on. I'm dropping my brother off, and I got to get on the road to get ready to leave for Denver, Colorado. So back to you guys, your bro.
All right. We appreciate that. Anybody else would like to comment? On these topics. Okay, we just got one other caller. But yes, folks, you like to discuss these issues, call in 657-383-1630. My man. People are in dormancy. People are complacent with these social ills, but how do we change it? You gotta start from yourself. I mean, I'd like to comment on it.
I just want to say, we have
these people, in this country, like I said yesterday, or the American environment is in a high mental state. Then we got all these people, politicians, conspiracy theorists, religion that is contributing to that. It's driving people mad, the paranoia, the fears that these entities are out there constantly talking about, and it's driving people mad, crazy. Like that boy, what he did in Texas the other day. That boy came from a background of a family environment that was messed up. He had problems himself. But I do believe that this boy may have gotten involved with some people who messed his mind up more. We got groups out here who are doing that to minority people. They pull them in. They pull them in, and they even get them turned against their own. So everybody's talking about gun control and all this. The mental issue needs to be addressed in this country. But there's other things that need to be done along with that. You don't put weapons in the hand of a person that's got a mental disorder. And that's what this country needs to face, is it's nothing but one big mental disorder. And these white people have brought it on. They already had it, and they just keep making it worse and worse and worse in this country. Like I said, the best thing, this whole country over here is going to just implode. Let it all fall in. But they're running themselves. This country's just in a sad state. The last thing people in this country do is they don't need guns in their hands. I don't know how many guns a person needs to hunt or to protect yourself. I'm just in awe because of it. All these people's paranoia, their suspicious behavior, their racism. It's all just a boiling pot that's just getting ready to just go to crap. And maybe that's what needs to be done. All these white people just need to go batshit crazy and just be done with themselves. That's about all I got to say tonight.
Caller 605-9930. Thank you today. Ready to call up on the witness of the time.
It just had a song about something about
the that's for digits 9930, 605 area code.
Yeah.
You got the mic. Share your experience, this topic, another topic. Give us something from your perspective.
Sure.
to
Thank the Creator for a beautiful day today. And remember our children on the good road. Give them strength and courage and intelligence. We thank the Creator for that intelligence that He gave our children. And thank you for this whole Chokan, the sacred circle of life. Thank you for that Tachanupa. And let us remember our loved ones, our ancestors, that walked the Wanaki Tachanku, the spirit road, and help them to find Mikohankaka, our ancestors, and be happy. Have them be happy over there. We pray for that, the young people. They have kind of strayed off the good road, a lot of our young people, and even our own elders, some of our elders strayed off. Help them to find the good road, let go of this miniwaka, or alcohol, or pejuta shita, the drugs, or pejuta ota, too much drugs. Or to let go of jealousy, to let go of violence, hate, and stop abusing your loved one. Try to get along. And I guess, you know, to give us courage on this good road. Help us to have this generosity on this good road. To pity, to respect. Respect the earth, the water, the wind, the land, the people. And help us to have this generosity. You know, I see a lot of children making news. And I want to apologize to my elders and the children for speaking in front of them. And my heart goes out to each and every one of you to have this courage on a good road. And I guess that's my message I really wanted to say in our Inika guys tomorrow at 1:30 Mountain Standard Time. Our sweat, and I remember all of you again. How nephew?
Oh, what's this? What's that? Thank you for the prayer, and that's what we need, that type of concern for one another and for our people and for the land and for that type of generosity and that kind of concern and understanding is what we want to invite our people to come to that level so that we can repair that sacred hope. The sacred hoop, which just expounded to us. Thank you so much for that understanding. As we come to 15 after the hour, we trying to give the show to everybody and give everyone a call in, chance to call in and express their views and their understanding. Because we're broadcasting over the road today, and our signals aren't that great, but we're grateful to have this show. It's given to us from a sister way out in Massachusetts. You wanted to honor the indigenous people so that they can have a voice over the airways and so that their messages and their understanding can get out to the people. Because we have been isolated in a lot of our communities. A lot of things that go on in our communities, other people are not aware of. We try to bring awareness to our situation so that we can improve the life of people. Thank you for that understanding. Greatly appreciate you every time. Next call.
Jericho 336, 7736. Say where you're calling from, your name, what's your concern?
There you go, 326. You got the mic. 326.
Ice
cream donuts. You guys hear us okay out there?
Okina Sunny's Mark. I almost didn't call back in. I was on it earlier, but there was nothing going on. No, there's much. I know there isn't much time. My only message, I'll make it brief, is our words are powerful. Our words are powerful. Our message is powerful. If they weren't powerful, then why are they always trying to silence us? Good to speak out against the system, the white men. Just keep speaking out. Just keep speaking out. Just keep. You just gotta repeat yourself. Repeat yourself. Repeat yourself. Repeat. And do it. Because eventually the people will catch on and start listening. Hey, I remember hearing this from that radio show. Starts to make sense. But yeah, I love you guys. And don't have much to say. Our words are powerful. If they weren't powerful, they wouldn't be trying to silence us. And that's all I got to say. Thank you.
We're great. Thank you. What's this? We greatly appreciate you coming on and just sharing a few words. This is Voices of Indigenous People Radio. And just a greeting and sharing an understanding of love and just a greeting. That's a charity. A kind word is a charity. A smile is a charity. And to share your goodness with everybody else on the radio and in the world and all those listening is a good thing. So we thank you for even a few words. Next caller. This is y'all's show, Indigenous Voices of People. So, like I said, we're broadcasting over the road today, so I don't know if our signal is that great. But we're trying to keep this show going, folks. So, but we need your participation. We need you to share your knowledge, your understanding with the other Indigenous people and the other folks who are listening, because many people listen to the show who don't call in all across the nation. And the well-known radio station, Blog Talk Radio, and they have a lot of different shows, a lot of different topics. But this is a unique show because it's a platform where the people from the different reservations and town centers and cities and countryside and wherever people may be, they can call in, share their opinions, share their good feelings, share their knowledge, and express issues that are going on, bring awareness. So much trouble in the world today. We need a lot of prayer. We need a lot of people to put in work with the young ones, with the elders, with the neighbors. Because a lot of people, they don't know what to do. They've been indoctrinated through the education system and a lot of things that we grew up learning. And I think all of us have some degree of that. That we have a lot of distortion because of all these different indoctrinations. You know? So, we thank everybody for participating and calling in.
I think we need to go. go plant a garden, start thinking about food sovereignty. You know, inflation is hard for our people. We need to start getting back to our growing our own food. We need to start getting back to respecting one another. And I hope you have a good trip, Jabril. This is Louis.
All righty, well, Uncle Louis, I hope we have a good trip. We go down here to Denver and try to help this family, and then we're going to try to swing north and see our family, see you and the family there before we head back east.
All right, that's good. You know, every time you see the kids, you know, that gives them strength. You know, just your presence. Just the presence, you know. You enliven the children, you know. You give them a hope. You know, the children are always, seeking that enforcement in life.
Yeah.
They got strong, intelligent, growing mind. You know, like John Trudell said, we got to thank the Creator for that intelligence He gave us.
That's right. That's right. And those children are our future.
Yep.
What we can inspire them and instill in them will be, you know, the happenings of tomorrow.
Yeah, we was even talking about how, remember Bryce, he's got some issues with his lung and heart, and I told him there's some medicine out there, you know, for heart and lungs. You don't have to go to IHS. Mother Earth provides that medicine as well, you know.
For free.
Yep.
That's right. Exactly.
And then one of these days, maybe you could do a synopsis of all the medicines on Bear Butte, Jabril.
Okay.
And just find out what medicines are there, because, you know, over thousands of years we prayed there, and that medicine is there. I don't know how many fires went there, but that medicine is still there.
If there's
food sovereignty, there's also natural medicine sovereignty.
Yep, and that was something you guys put in, had brought forth in that covenant. We've been pushing that, is that we have a right to our own way of life, our own way of living. Our foreparents, they got their medicine from the ground, from Mother Earth. Like you said, it went to Bear Butte with many millennials praying.
Yeah, I had a mother-in-law who stood up there for 4 days and 4 nights. That's, you know, that's pretty strong. She's originally from Rosebud. Xi Chang-gu. She's strong. But,
yeah,
for anybody to stand up there for 4 days and 4 nights, you know?
That's hard. That is a powerful sacrifice.
Yeah, she did that for the future generation.
Yeah, my instructions when I first came there was to go to the Sacred Mountain in the Black Hills. I had no idea where it was. Tanupa said, I know where you're supposed to go. Took me to Bear Butte. That's the first he took me to the cemetery to pay homage to the ancestors and pray over the ancestors at the cemetery. Then he took me to Bear Butte, and I prayed up there the whole day. So
oh,
that was
yeah.
the instructions.
I think he was
first
supposed
there.
To see, I think he was first supposed to see the seven grandfathers, or six grandfathers. Before they carved out and put Americans on our sacred mountain.
That's where our
grandfathers
used to be. They called it Mount Rushmore.
Well, I think that's who gave me the instructions in my dream to come there and make those prayers.
Yeah. But, you know, Unchimaka is still there. We got to respect her.
That's right.
Yeah, so Chanupa just left.
To get back in touch with.
Yeah, Chanupa's on his way that way.
Yeah, him and I think Charlie's supposed to come down.
Oh,
family,
I see.
Lady, her son was gunned down by the Denver police.
Oh.
They shot him in the back. He was doing one of those Second Amendment right protest where they, you know, they carry the guns openly in protest of, you know, the Second Amendment right. And they pulled up and shot him in the back from 87 to 89 yards away. And in the video, they hollered shots fired before they jumped out the car and shot him down. Kind of like the same thing they did.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah, they holler, shot fire, and then they jump out and start shooting.
And then there was that young man, that young guy named Kyle Ritterhouse. He went and shot an advocate.